welcome to the SF Files. This is BB, Double B, the foulest mouth in the South. And alongside is the smoothest head in podcasting, Crazy Cat. What's up, dude? What's
going on? You know, same old, man.
What about you, though? Chill. Why don't we start with me? What about you this time?
What about me?
How are you? What's new? How are you feeling? What's going on?
Let's see. I actually started
All right, that's enough of that. So, anyway. Right.
Next week. I actually started working out, just started to eat a little bit less, trying to, and drinking more water, trying to slim down, and we'll see how it goes, and we'll see how that goes for me. Other than that, it's all good in the hood, bro. Same old.
Water is a good way to go.
Water, yeah.
Water! Yeah,
I like to spray some lemon in there, like just lemon, and drink like lemon water. Not lemonade, I don't have sugar, just lemon water. Okay. It's pretty good. Yeah. It's supposed to clean you out. It's nice. And it gives it a little extra flavor.
Like a cleansing.
Exactly, yeah.
Have you ever done an actual cleanse?
I have. It's horrible.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah. It works, but it's horrible.
It's, yeah, man. Actually, going to probably do that here sometime soon. But I'm not looking forward to it. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I've committed to this, and I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I had stuff showing up from that I ate in high school, man.
Fucking gross. Oh, man. Let's jump into the news. Or the muse.
The muse.
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to I'll start out this one and we'll get the tragic news out of the way.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right. What you got for us?
I'm gonna let some folks down today. If you heard or not, there's a school shooting incident where a 6-year-old actually ended up taking a gun to school, and unfortunately ended up shooting his teacher. She's still alive, but pretty bad condition right now at the moment.
Right.
But thankfully she's still alive at least.
Yeah.
And of course, on all these questions are being brought up now with the news and investigators. And the one question that keeps popping up that even I want to know is, how did he have access to this?
Right, yeah.
Would steal one? Did dad own when he got it? Or a friend? Or, like, how do you do it?
Right.
Because I always see these kids that shouldn't own a gun somehow are able to get one.
Yeah. It's messed up. It's tragic. Just fucked up in every level, dude.
Yeah. So it doesn't make sense to me.
It happened in Northport, Virginia. January 6th, and apparently from what I was reading as well, I actually just read it right before we got on. Just like you said, the kid took the gun in his backpack, and then the teacher was like going through what they're going to do for the day, and the kid just took out the gun, pointed it at her, and shot her. It went through her hand and hit her in the chest.
Dang.
Somehow, though, the teacher was able to get all the other students out of the classroom. And then she got herself out. Yeah, that's a champ right there, dude. That's a fucking champ.
Damn. I don't even know. I'm guessing he didn't fire again, I'm sure.
No.
He would have fired again.
One time, yeah.
Being that old, you shoot it one time and you actually hit somebody, he must have been in shock or something, because if you wanted to, you could have shot anybody again.
Yeah.
Because you're a teacher again. If you found out quick, not like a video game.
Yeah.
It takes balls to actually shoot somebody. I have a lot of questions, and for the main question again, like I said earlier, how did he get a hold of the gun? And I don't even know if it's been answered yet.
It was actually reported today, as from what I was able to see. The gun was bought by the mother, so it was legally bought, it was registered. So the kid did get it from home, and where did she have it? It had to be easy access for the kid, and he's a 6-year-old. Yeah. He can't reach all that high, so obviously the gun had to be nearby, somewhere low enough for him to grab it and find it.
Yeah.
And that's just, I think that's completely falls on her.
Oh, yeah.
Both parents, actually, not just the mom.
And from the sound of it, it was just locked and loaded, pretty much.
Yeah, it had to be. What 6-year-old knows how to load a gun? You own a gun, CK, right?
No, not currently, but I want to get one.
Okay. But you...
Well, I used to have one a while back.
Uh-huh.
And this was several years ago. I used to have one. Don't have any more. Regret getting rid of it. But now I'm looking to buy another one. But man, it's just like expensive. And I'm not looking for, you know, a freaking like assault rifle. Just a simple 9mm.
Okay.
Nothing to protect around the house.
Okay. A 9mm is actually one of the most common handguns here in the States. And you, so how difficult is it to load that thing? Do you, is it something that a 6-year-old could do, in your opinion?
Probably.
Really? Oh, shit.
And because I have a 7-year-old, and he had play, like toy guns that yeah. you can load and stuff like that. And he's able to, he knows how to load them.
Huh.
So, yeah, a 6-year-old could catch on how to do it.
Oh, shit, dude.
Especially with the games they have for kids to play, like freaking like Fortnite and all the other games that require, you know, shooting and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can learn easily how to do it.
Man.
Unfortunately.
Fuck, dude.
Now, what I don't know is what kind of gun it was. So I don't know if you can just load the magazine in or you have to actually cock it back. Cause that's hard to do. That's not like a simple boom. It actually takes a little bit of force to actually right. pull it back.
You said cock.
What? Yeah. It's just a
Okay, carry on, sir.
Basically, I don't know. There you go.
Okay, you don't know. You don't know. Don't know for well.
I don't know if it's possible for a 6-year-old to do that. But I would like one, and I know there's safety precautions. I know what I'm going to do, where I'm going to put it, how I'm going to keep it safe. And I'm actually going to have, speaking of safe, I'm going to actually have an actual safe for it. And okay. it's going to be one of those where you had a code, because don't ask me how, but sometimes my oldest, mm-hmm. he's somehow able to figure out passwords around here. I don't know. I don't know how he does it. I don't know if he sneaks by and catches when I do it or what, but he catches onto them somehow. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get one of those, that fingerprint one. So only my print can open it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the thing. I think that's safer and faster. From what I've read. So you're not sitting there putting a code. You just put your finger and boom, it pops it open.
Gotcha.
In seconds.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Would you still keep it like high up, like in a closet, for example? Or
oh yeah, yeah. No, I would still keep it high up.
Even after the precaution of the fingerprint safe.
I would still do. Yeah.
Okay.
You can never have too much security on that. And it's not a big inconvenience for me because I can reach it without having to worry about it.
Right.
But the kid, they can't. They have to like get in a chair and crap like that to reach it or something.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of the Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now. And it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh, my God.
I guess the reason I'm asking so much about it is because the purpose that you want to have the gun in the house is to protect your family in case of an emergency. If the safe is up high in a closet, doesn't that add time to you preparing for such a situation? You have to get up, you're going to run to the closet, get it from the top, open it, opposed to if you had it under the bed, for example. Just pop it out, boom, open.
Not necessarily, because say I'm in the living room. Mm-hmm. And for now, let's say I have in the closet. In the closet, if I'm in the living room, someone's trying to break in or whatever, I still have to run upstairs, go into the closet, and reach for and grab it. That takes time. But if I'm downstairs also, and someone tries to break in, I still have to come upstairs, dig under the bed for it, pull it out, and still have to open it.
Okay.
The only difference is I'm not reaching for it. That's the only difference. But it was pretty much the same amount of time, the same movements.
Okay.
So I wouldn't make too much of a difference whether it's high or low, because either way, I can still reach it.
I personally don't own any guns. I'm not against it, but I don't own one currently. And when my brother lived here, the Marine, when he lived here, he had multiple guns. And the only thing I asked of him was to keep it in his room, keep it all in his room, put kids' safety, what do you call it, knob things, so that my kids cannot open the door to his room. And he kept everything secured. He kept it in the closet, and he also hung it up. He had everything in his duffel bag, but he had it high up. Yeah, like he hung it up high enough to where my kids would not be able to reach it. And he also placed it on the shelving that's above in the closet. So that way there was no way that my kids could come near it.
Yeah.
And that was one of the first things that I asked him to do. He did it for me, and which I appreciated. But I'd imagine that would be something that I would do for myself as well, because the day might come sooner or later where I would want to purchase one myself as well.
I used to have one a long time ago. I never used it. Thankfully, I never had to use it. But at the same time, it was just sitting there. I didn't go to the range or anything like that. So I might as well make some money off of it. But now that we moved into a busier city, where the crime rate's a little bit higher, and I've heard things happen around here already, I would feel a lot safer having that around.
Gotcha. Let me go back to the story of Virginia. So from what I was reading, and as well as the videos that I watched, the reports are saying that this kid shot his teacher with intent. Now, this is a 6-year-old, and I mean, I just can't wrap my head around that. I don't know. I'm not making light of the situation, but I think they're blowing it up more than what it is. I don't know, man. I can't see that a 6-year-old can have a malicious intent to kill his teacher, to shoot his teacher. I can't wrap my head around that. You have a 7-year-old, you have a 5-year-old as well. Do you think that your kids, not your kids, but do you think that a child that age can understand what they're really doing and intentionally do something like that?
That's a little bit of a hard one to answer, but I want to say yes. I think they know what they're doing, but what they don't know is the impact they'll have. Oh. They know what they're doing. Like I said, they've done movies, games, shows, all out there with having gun violence in them of some kind, even cartoons.
Right.
So they know what the gun does. They know what they can do with a gun, but they don't know what the aftermath of it. They don't know how much of an impact it's going to have afterwards. And like you're saying, kid could have shot everybody in that classroom and a teacher more than once. He didn't. Why didn't I do it? Because I think when he shot for one time, he wasn't expecting to happen. He didn't expect what happened to happen. He probably didn't expect people screaming in their head, teacher screaming, blood all over the place. Like I said, we shot the hand, did a hole in the hand, and the teacher screaming their head off as well. He wasn't expecting that. So I think that might have shocked him. And he was either afraid to shoot or wasn't able to shoot, or like he was frozen. I don't know what could have happened to him. But he had a chance. He could have shot everybody in that room easily.
Right. I don't know, man. My kid's 4. So he's not quite 6. But like my 4-year-old, he wouldn't understand what he's doing. Like, he has toy guns as well. And yes, there's movies and there's video games. And just like you're saying, I completely agree with that. But the part where I don't think that it was with intent is because I really don't think that at that age, a kid knows what death really is. Kind of like you're saying, the long-term impacts. He doesn't know what death is. He doesn't understand what death is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't understand the impact he's going to have after he shoots somebody. He just thinks, oh, I'm going to shoot somebody, they're going to get hurt, and everything will be fine again.
Right. That's
not the way it is. And they don't know that. Their minds aren't developed enough to understand that. So when they do find out that this is not what they expected, they freak.
Oh, yeah. So to a point, was it intended to do? Yes, I'm sure he did want to go do it, but he didn't understand fully what he was doing. Not to take away from the situation, because it's a fucked up situation. It shouldn't have happened in the first place, right? But it did, and here we are. That's where I stand, dude. He did it. He knew what he wanted to do it, but with intent said kill, that's where I question it.
Yeah, and that's, I'm 50-50 on that with you. Because he knew what he was doing. Honestly, no, he knew what he was doing. He brought the gun, he had it ready, he shot, he knew. But like you said, he's not quite understanding it very well of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And now he's finding the hard way.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, I got to blame a little bit on the parents.
Oh, absolutely.
Again, I don't know how they had the gun, which is laying around or whatever that was there just to be picked up. Or they had it locked away and somehow got into it. I'm not sure. But it should have been locked. Even if it was locked up, it should have been a lot better than it was for a six-year-old to get to it.
Yeah, 100% agree with you. I solely put that on the parents. That's absolutely their fault.
Yeah. That's what I mentioned before. When that does happen, it's going to be a fingerprint one for me. That's the only way it's going to happen.
Have you looked into which one, a specific one? Anything that you would recommend that you've looked into, maybe?
There's several of them that it's all just depend on the person, really, what they're looking for. And there are some that have specifically for that. There's some that you can put more than one thing in there. It just depends on how big of the size you want and what you want it for exactly.
Okay. Gotcha.
There are some that are made just for a gun that actually has the shape of the gun you can put in there. And there's some that actually have like extra padding around it for certain things. It just varies. It just depends on the person, what they're looking for.
Gotcha.
I looked into it, and there's some nice ones out there. Also, a little bit on the pricey side. But if it means better security, it's worth it.
I agree with you. Yeah.
If it's something I'm gonna feel comfortable with, I'll pay for it.
Oh, yeah. I think that before I had kids, I would probably just leave it. Maybe not like right next to me where anyone could grab it. I would probably still keep it in the closet, maybe high up, but I don't think I would put it anywhere like in a safe. But now as a parent, I absolutely do. I definitely think it's needed if you have children in your home.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you never know. You never know. It's just like, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but I found out the hard way. And thankfully, nothing bad happened. But when my kid, he had a growth spurt. And he shot up real quick. And for his age, he's pretty tall. He's the height of a 7-year-old, but he's 4. Yeah, it's crazy. So he can reach on the counters in the kitchen. And like any kid does, he'll just reach up there and grab whatever he can get. And one time, luckily we saw it as it was happening, he grabbed the knife that we had in the little island in the middle of the kitchen. And he just grabbed it. And it looked like a scene from Chucky because it's a little dude. He's grabbing a fucking knife and I'm just like, oh no. I ran over. I grabbed it from him, not freaking out right, but I went over and I said, oh, what do you got? Oh, let me see that. Took it away and I put it away. And right there, it was between me and my wife. We were like, no more. We can't not leave these things so close to the edge anymore. You just have to take precautions, right? And you never know, right? And
yeah, exactly. Especially when someone that has that kind of a reach.
Yeah.
Whatever, no matter what, you can get it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And 6-year-olds, I know they're young, but they are smart. They're curious as hell. They will fiddle with things to open things. If they have enough time, they'll try. They definitely will. But yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If they have enough patience, they're smart enough, they'll figure out the code. But if thumbprint, they open it.
Yeah. Unless you wake up chop missing a thumb one day.
Yeah, exactly. And I know they're not smart enough to take to my fingerprint somehow and use it. Not that high tech. But yeah, they are smart though. They'll grasp onto things quickly.
Oh yeah. Very.
So yeah, the one that I was looking at, there was two actually. The one I was looking at was the one I really wanted was called the Max Safe. And the other one I was looking for was actually called Iron Hawk. Both of those are supposed to be thumbprint accessible. Both for a small handgun.
So we'll leave links to those two items down below. Go ahead and check those out. Use our link and we will probably make a buck off of it. But that's cool. Help us out.
Make a buck off of it.
It will definitely help us out long run. So if you could do that, would be awesome.
But if you buy two safes, we'll make $2.
Oh, two. One for each. So next on the news... I'm going to lift the spirits here a little bit.
All right. What you got?
I want to talk about Deadpool 3.
Love the transition, right?
Yeah, he's got two guns. It's a good transition. He's got guns. I think it's good. That's good podcasting right there.
I see where you're going with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I see where you're going with it. All right.
So Deadpool 3, dude.
Two guns.
Is easily one of the biggest movies that I'm looking forward to. Oh, man, I can't wait, dude. I can't wait. It's looking just awesome. Just every day is just stacking up on the things that's going to happen in this movie. First of all, as you're aware, Hugh Jackman is back. He's going to reprise Wolverine. That was now, he's crossing over. He's into, from the Fox over to MCU now. So that's going to be tight on its own right there. And a lot of people will be returning for Deadpool 3. And from what I've been able to gather up, not only Hugh Jackman, but we're also getting William Dafoe as Green Goblin, Spider-Man. Haley Atwell, Captain Carter.
There, guys, stop right there. Those people are coming back for Deadpool?
Yes, sir. Deadpool 3. They're coming back.
How does the Goblin fit into that one?
I don't know. I have no clue how the Goblin fits into it. But he's coming back. William Dafoe.
Somehow he's going to meet... Huh? Didn't he die?
He did. But don't forget, there's a whole multiverse thing. There's infinite versions of the Goblin.
Oh, that's so true, yeah.
They're going to run into one of them. One way or another.
Interesting.
Yeah. That makes me wonder, are they going to run across maybe one of the Spider-Men? Maybe? That hasn't been confirmed yet. It's a possibility. Haley Atwell, Captain Carter. You remember her from Multiverse of Madness, yeah. The female Captain America? Yes, she will be back.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Okay.
Sophie Turner. She was Jean Grey in the First Class X-Men movies when they were younger in the 70s.
Was she in Dark Phoenix?
Yes, that's her.
Okay, yes, I remember that one. Okay.
Yeah, so she'll be returning as Jean Grey. And then.
Wow, okay.
Famke Janssen, the original Jean Grey from the first trilogy of X-Men, she's coming back as Jean Grey. The OG.
I really want to know how all these people are supposed to fit into the movie.
I don't have the slightest clue, dude.
No, wait, hold on. Is this just like a rumor or has it been actually...
I did see a source online that they are verified. Maybe not 100%. I'm 80% sure. Pretty high though. Pretty good chances.
Okay.
Well, last on my list is Josh Brolin returning as Thanos. So that could be interesting.
What?
I don't know what's going to happen.
That one, I don't know, but I don't believe that one, though. That's weird to me. That one, that was a little too far out there.
I don't know, man. I think what I suspect, and nothing's been confirmed here yet, but I suspect that at the end of Deadpool 2, Deadpool finds the ability to time travel through Cable's technology, and he visits a bunch of different time periods, and he kills Ryan Reynolds before he signed on for Green Lantern. It was a joke, right? Like Deadpool shows up and he kills Ryan Reynolds. And then he shows up in the Wolverine movie where Deadpool, the first time that he ever showed up, when his mouth was sewed up, Deadpool in his suit shows up and he shoots that version of Deadpool. And he's like, all right, we're cool. I had to correct the mistake. And so he's messing with time. He's messing with a whole bunch of things that had already happened in the past. And maybe possibly what I had heard was that the timekeepers that showed up in the Loki series, they might show up and they'll be like, hey, man, you messed up with time. We got to take you in or something. Therefore, it's going to be like a time travel, more of a, they're going to be traveling into different universes, maybe, possibly. And this is how I think Deadpool's going to be meeting all these people.
Yeah, a lot going on there.
Oh, yeah. Lots and lots going on. So it's going to be interesting. If I'm right, I think it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. It's going to be pretty cool to see all these people come back.
When is everyone supposed to come out?
There's no release date yet, but if they're shooting this year, it's probably going to come out next year, 2024. More than likely.
Oh, man.
You got time.
A long time.
You got time.
It's a long time.
It's okay. I'll wait. It'll be worth it. Next up. Did you hear about what Batista had to say about The Rock?
You don't like him?
Not necessarily. Okay, so Batista, Dave Batista, the animal, he plays Drax in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
He's a funny guy. He made that role. People like him. I like him as Drax. However, he recently had an interview at GQ Magazine, And he said, "I never wanted to be the next Rock. I just want to be a good fucking actor."
Damn.
That, man, dude, that's such a backhanded, man, that's, I don't know, man.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please, 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 please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far?
You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it.
We need it.
Come on. Hit that subscribe. Hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right, all right, all right.
What? Okay, obviously,
like,
you know,
it's like an insult, but not a direct insult.
Right, yeah, exactly. Wow, that... Okay, let's break that down. He's implying that The Rock is not a good actor, basically, right? The Rock is not a respected actor. So one of the main things that I bring this up is he's stated already that this Guardians of the Galaxy 3 will be the last time that he plays Drax.
I heard that part, yes.
So his character might die in the movie, or he'll just be recast. I don't know, man. For starters, I think you got a chance, dude. You already got the hairline, so you just got to throw a little bit of gray paint on you. And I think you got a chance. You can take over as Drax. I'm rooting for you.
I would try it. Definitely would try it. Small thing holding me back, though.
What's that?
Actually, not very small. That's actually a very big thing. I don't have the muscles that do that.
Funny you said that, because...
Unless you want to CGI it in, but that's about it.
It's funny you say that, because that's one of the reasons why he's relieved why he will no longer be playing Drax. He says, age-wise, he's up there. I think he's in his 50s now. And it's just harder and harder for him to maintain that physique. It's got to be daunting, dude. Like, the guy's huge.
Yeah.
And to keep that up, man... It's insane that he's done it for this long. Not only that, but like the makeup, the process to put on the makeup, he hates it. He loves playing Drax. He likes to play. He loves what he's done. He doesn't regret anything, but it's just a lot for him, I guess, at his age now. And he wants to do bigger and better things. He doesn't want to be remembered just as Drax. Like his acting legacy, he doesn't want to be like, oh yeah, that was Drax, that silly character.
He wants more serious role.
Exactly, yeah. He wants to do more, like you said, yeah. He wants to be a serious actor. He wants to probably do some dramas. He wants to be taken seriously as an actor. I think that's good for him. He did the Marvel role. He blew up his name. He wasn't happy with the small roles that he's had lately as Drax. Let's be honest, he hasn't done much since the first movie.
Yeah. Right? And most of the time when he does play Drax, it's small parts, not very big. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Unless you come with Jack's movie or something.
Yeah, exactly. So, he's just looking for more. And I think I gotta respect the guy for that. He just wants to do bigger and better things. And I can't knock him for that. Gotta respect him for that.
I don't blame him at all for that. I don't blame him. He did have another movie he made a while back. I don't know if you ever saw it. I think it's called My Spy.
Yeah, the little girl, right?
Yeah. Oh, he did pretty good in that one. He had some serious parts, and he was one of the main characters.
Mm-hmm.
And he did pretty damn good.
Yeah, not bad. I was pleasantly surprised as well. Yeah, he's not bad. There's a new movie on Netflix. It was something Onion. It's the sequel to Knives Out.
Oh, yeah. What the hell was that called? But I didn't see it. I actually saw Knives Out, which was... There it is. I actually saw the Knives Out movie. It's pretty good, actually.
I liked it.
Nothing else on Marvel watching. Glad I did now.
Right, yeah. And Knives Out 2, or Glass Onion, is on my watch list. I've heard that he does a really good job in that movie, a great job. I don't know what role he does yet, but definitely want to check it out.
I like the first one, so yeah, I'll check this one out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But outside of that, David Bautista, we wish luck, and you'll be missed.
Or maybe he'll leave, he'll miss it so much, he'll come back.
Yeah, you never know. Did you hear that? CK. Oh, it's time.
I hear it.
It's time. Oh. You know what time it is. Let's keep on rolling, baby.
I feel it.
Feel it?
I feel it.
You know what I want.
You know what. The mail is here. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to scream. Mail!
Oh, you got the whole thing right this time.
Finally.
Nice. Only 34 it only episodes. Took... Awesome. All right. So, the first one we got here. We got mail from first name Richard, last name Cheese. Richard Cheese.
Dick Cheese? Sounds gross.
Mr. Cheese wants to know.
Dear CK. Like, what's the restaurant? Yeah, can I get some Dick Cheese on that?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Double up on the Dick Cheese for me, please.
Oh, man.
Ball sack roast beef.
Mr. going Cheese, out. You dirty. What would you guess your parents' favorite sexual position is and why? Oh, that shot you down real quick. Mr. Cheese, you nasty.
And then Cheese guy has some mental issues.
He does. That was a very cheesy question.
I would say, oh, look, I dropped the balloon. Let me go get it. I would say, I have to go ask him. I don't know. I don't know. I can't answer that one. I do not know. I am stuck on that one. I apologize. And there is an answer, but that one's too hard to answer.
Giggity, 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 giggity. Too hard. Okay.
That one is a little too difficult.
Gotcha.
It's above my pay grade.
I guess we're going to take it cheesy and move on to the next one because we just couldn't. That was a Gouda question, but we're going to have to move on.
They like to position the back of the Cadillac. Oh, there you go. There you go. Answer your question. Happy now. I do want to know.
That's a very Gouda answer. Good answer. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Cheese. Richard Cheese. Thank you. This next one is from. I hope I'm saying this right. It's spelled J-E-E, first name, G. Last name is S-P-O-T-E, Spot. G-Spot.
Okay.
Dear Crazy Cat, do you consider eyebrows facial hair? Ooh, that's a good question.
Facial hair, I believe, defined that hair that appears on your face.
Right.
Hence, facial hair.
Okay.
Your eyebrows are part of your face.
That is true.
So they should be considered facial hair.
Should. You say should.
Should, not always. When someone tells you facial hair, your first thought is, goatee, beard, mustache, whatever. You don't think, oh yeah, eyebrows.
Right, yeah. I agree with you.
No one ever referred to my as facial hair. It should be cut on your face, but never referred to as that.
Huh. Very interesting.
So if you come to me and you tell me, can you remove all my facial hair? I will remove all your facial hair, which includes the eyebrows.
All right. That's, yeah. Oh, my God. You
now, again, like I don't know why the hell someone ever asked me to do that, but you never know.
If you removed all your facial hair... All of it, including the eyebrows, you just look like a plain eggshell.
I see that.
Eggshell, yeah.
I can see that.
You remember in school, in home ec, when kids would walk around with an egg baby, and they would draw like faces on it? That's what you would look like.
Oh, I remember that. Oh, good times.
Thank you, G Spot, for your question. Thank you. Good question. Very revealing there. And I got one more question for you, good sir. This one comes from first name... Dirty, last name Sanchez. Dirty Sanchez.
Oh, God.
Dirty wants to know. Let's see. Okay. Obviously, this one's in Spanish. Let me translate here. What three...
Why the hell are you sound Italian, then?
It's my accent.
Your Spanish accent sounds Italian?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What three adjectives... best describe your penis? You're looking a little shaken up over there.
All right. Three adjectives. Let's see. Mm-hmm.
Three adjectives.
Shoot. Wow, dude. I'm going to go with burly.
Burly. Mm-hmm. let me help you out here. You produced three boys. Three boys. No girls. Three boys.
How the hell is that supposed to help?
I don't know. Maybe it'll help jog some adjectives here.
All right, dog. I'm going to say burly.
Oh, pearly. I thought you said burly.
No. What?
Burly with a B. Burly.
No, I said spermly.
Spermly. Spermly. Okay. Spermly. That works. That explains the three boys.
It did help then. All right.
Yeah, definitely.
I would say lazy.
Okay. Lazy.
And I'd like to say, wow. I could not think of it. I mean, I think of adjectives, but none of that actually work.
Oh, I thought wow was your adjective.
Let's go with that one. Let's do wow.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. I like wow.
Jam wow. You'll be saying wow every time you use this towel.
Okay.
Sperm. I like wow. Let's do wow.
Very wow. Okay. Word of Warcraft. Mm-hmm. And lazy.
Lazy.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you, Dirty. I think that was a very insightful. That was a little more that I wanted to know about CK there.
Bruh.
And welcome back to Bro Etiquette or Brodiquette?
Brodiquette. Not going to catch.
It's catching on.
Sorry, dude.
Temporarily. Bro Etiquette. The part of the show where we answer all questions a man should know. BB, the foulest moth of the South here, and joining me in this segment is the human gas gasket himself, Cuckle, and the shell-shocked Huns.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, guys?
What's up? All right, let's jump right into it, eh? Let me just read this off for you, guys, and then we'll get your take. You must do all you can to save your bro from dating an ugly girl. Chances are that he is too drunk to even make out if that person is even a girl at all. Mm. If you're sure he's sober, then that means you can shrug off all responsibility and try your own luck with hotter women around.
Okay.
No, I don't really believe in that one, because then he can have a great story to mock him with for the next year or two.
Yeah, that's a valid.
That's my point right there, my view.
Okay. That was Guns, our younger, early 30s guy. What about the late 20s guy? Mr. Cook.
How close friends are we?
Well, that's your bro. That's your dude. That's your bro.
That's my bro.
That's your bro.
So we're like, we're best friends.
That's your boy.
Two guys chilling in the hot tub. Fighting apart if we're not gay.
I don't know about that.
You don't catch Vine references. All right, let's see. Man, I'm inclined to say yes, but at the same time, Guns does bring up a pretty good point. Sure as hell can tease him for a good while. But at the end of the day, I guess, I would hope he returns the favor, so yeah, I would say yeah. You gotta be on the lookout. No uggos. Yeah.
Does that include fatties?
I'm gonna be cheesy for a bit, but the late 30s guy here, right? Be cheesy. Right. Mm-hmm. Beauty isn't in the eye of the beholder, right? Like, you never know. Your bro really is interested in her. Like, maybe she's not the prettiest girl, but she's cool as fuck. Maybe she's into, like, a lot of things that he's into. Maybe they connected in some way. And, you know, physical barriers aren't everything.
Yeah. But, okay, I'm saying this, like, on the basis of, like... Well, I guess in my mind, we're in the club, music's bumping, you can't even really hear each other. You're, like, yelling in each other's ear just to hear each other. So, like, it's not at a social event where, like, it's a party, you can chit-chat and stuff and actually get to know each other. You're mostly down in drinks and shit. Because saying what, or I guess in the intro, it said, if he's sober, then it's on him, right? So basically, I'm thinking he's fucked up, he's drunk, right?
Okay.
So you're not thinking straight. Maybe he's just looking to get some. And he's not looking, he doesn't necessarily care about quality right now, you know?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bro! Do you want to help underprivileged bald men whose hair has fallen one by one? If you subscribe today, a hair will grow back on CK's head.
For every
one click,
for every like, for every follow, you can make a difference on that bald, shiny head. Subscribe now.
Please, if you don't want my brother B to start looking like CK over there, please subscribe. He's heading that way. With every subscribes, you can get a follicle on that balding head of his. Bing.
Do us all a favor. Subscribe.
Yeah, no, I still stand by what I said.
you just let it fly then.
I let it fly.
Yeah. With me, if you're going to say, okay, y'all have chit-chatted, y'all getting to know each other, then you know what? By all means, go ahead. But if we're at a club and like trying to rage and all that, I'm going to try to look out for my bro.
If it's what the scenario that you're painting, then it's whatever. Just have fun, bro. Wrap it up. That's about it.
Uh-huh.
So whatever. Essentially, you let it fly, too.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Now, are you letting it fly because you've seen them chit-chat? Or, like, are you, like, you've just witnessed her come up to him or he comes up to her and they just immediately start, like, you know, I don't know, maybe there's a small exchange of words. Maybe they had like one dance and then they start making out, or what's going on? Or are you just letting it fly from ground zero?
Basically ground zero. I mean,
I'm not going out with you.
The dude's out there. He's trying to find some fun.
How about it?
All right. And there's a dance floor full of women. And if that's the one he fished up, well, yeah.
All right. I guess. Yeah. I'm gonna try to, if I ever go out with you, I'm gonna try to take someone with me. You know what? Cut that out, because I'm actually in a committed relationship, so I'm not going out anywhere. I'm talking hypotheticals here, okay?
Right.
Hypotheticals.
Right.
Bachelor party, right?
And Guns is like, ooh, go with him.
She's standing on the side right now. Guns's girlfriend is standing on the side right now with a knife. Like, what'd you do?
Nah, I'm just gonna be like, today is his last night where he's still not a married man. So try and convince him otherwise.
Okay. Has that situation ever come up, like a real life situation, to either of you?
Not that I can think of, no.
Neither.
Yeah, I can't say either. I mean, my club days were all with, I was with somebody, so I was never really on the prowl.
Totally. It was back in the Stone Age, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Days.
Dig it.
Completely off topic, actually. I was at the club one time, and I was with a friend. It was her birthday, and she was actually pretty attractive. Okay. And she was, there was a spark. Let's say there was a spark, right? And we were hitting it off, and her fucking friend cock blocked us like so many fucking times. Like she pulled me away a couple times, like to like different areas, and for whatever the fuck reason, out of the entire group that we were with, her friend kept coming to look for her. I don't know why. I was like, bro, fuck out of here.
Maybe she was on the whatever. If there's a bro code, maybe it's a cis code. Dude, like, oh, girl him? Code,
yeah.
I was gonna say, what if Cuckoo was the ugly person?
But you know what? No. I would say I'm not gonna say I'm like super attractive, but you know, when I get ready and shit like that, I look pretty alright.
Like, I ain't letting my best friend get together with the torta. Yeah.
You're so dumb.
I guess that rule exists on the other side too, guys. So,
so it's all fair playing ground.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Next.
All right, let's do another one. There are four things about your bro that you must respect in all conditions. His house, his parents, his girlfriend, and most important of all, his car.
I think there are exceptions to that. His house, most definitely. You know, I don't want to be going into his house, being a dick about it, and it's like basically Rick James to Eddie Murphy. Fuck your couch. fuck that. I don't want to be doing that shit. If you catch that reference, you catch that reference. If you don't, go watch Chappelle's show. Anyways, let's see. His parents, yeah, for sure. If his parents have never done me wrong, I'm going to be as respectful as I can be. His car, yeah, for sure. You're paying good money for that. The exception, I think, is with the girlfriend. It's a bad relationship. It's a toxic relationship. She is like, she's one of those where every time she's around, he's a downer and all that. I'm going to try to open his eyes to that. I'm probably not going to throw a lot of respect on her because fuck that. I don't like those type of people.
Put some respect on my name. Definitely in the house. I agree with that one. It's not like you want to get too comfortable just going there and walking to their fridge. You know what I mean? You can't just open it without permission.
Right.
Parents, I agree also. You have to respect that too. The car, for me personally, if it's like a new car, definitely. But if clearly he's not taking care of it and it's just like a junker car, a little what's the word?
Beater.
Gotcha. Beater. I was going to say it, but
I didn't want to say it.
But yeah, a beater car, and he don't really care, then it's not like I'm going to go out my way to ruin the car, but it's not like if I drop a fry, I'm going to pick it up.
Oh, you're a dick.
What?
If you drop a fry in my fucking car, I expect you to pick that shit up.
It's gonna go between the seat and the center console.
Hell yeah, I don't give a fuck. You make your hand as thin as you can. You better get that shit on my car.
I'll be like, the streets of Thailand have them now.
I was about to jump in too. Like, if there's a fry on the floor, like, okay, easily accessible. If it falls between the seats, sorry, Coco.
It's gone. It's
lost forever.
Oh my god. Y'all suck. I'll never ride in my car again. I'm not going out with y'all, and y'all not riding in my car. This segment's teaching me a lot about y'all.
I guess we're going to the bachelor party by ourselves, BB.
Everyone in their own cars.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Cook was not invited.
No, whatever. Oh. I got all the friends I need right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Pamela Henderson?
Yeah, no. It's Manuela.
Oh, man.
And then if it's his girlfriend, I kind of agree with Coco. I probably want to say it in front of her face, but if we're together, whatever, hanging out, then I'll probably shoot the shit. No hose bar.
Yeah. I think for me, house, yeah, absolutely. Not without a question. His parents, yep, same thing, without a question. Be nice, be polite, please, thank you, whatever. Offer help, that's fine. Like whenever I hang out with Lizzie, I was always very respectful. I mean, I saw him, of his house, his friends, his family, his brother. No, everyone was cool, so I was always cool. His girlfriend. Well, actually, before I said go to that one, because that one's probably the big one. His car. I actually agree with you, Guns. If it's like a super nice, brand new, like I have a friend who just bought a new Camaro last year. It is fucking beautiful. It's sexy. It's, oh man, it's so pretty. Like, barely want to. When I jump in the car, I'm just like, don't touch anything. Don't touch anything. It's fucking, like, it's so nice, dude. It's beautiful in there. And, like, I just don't want to ruin anything. If he ruins something, it's whatever. But, like, I'm not going to do it. But there has been a time as well where, like, my car's not, I wouldn't say it's a beat up car. But it's not a super nice car, right? Like, it's not a high-end car. It's a nice car.
Mid-level, kind of.
There we go. Thank you. It's a mid-level. It's a nice car. And this was back when I was, again, back with selling perfumes and colognes and whatnot, and I had a team of people. I had the car, so I was driving people to locations. And I kid you not, once I had a dude in my back seat, and he picked up his girlfriend because he hasn't seen her in a while, blah, blah, blah. We're still working. We're going to location to location.
Right.
And then I went to my girlfriend's house because I needed to pick something up. And it was on the way back to the office. And a couple of the other guys wanted to use the restroom. I was like, okay, cool, that's fine. Come inside. And then the dude that was with his girlfriend wanted to wait in my car. Like, okay, cool, whatever. So we went inside. The guys used the restroom. I grabbed what I needed. I came back, and the dude in the back seat immediately looked like what? Huh? What? Mm-hmm. Nothing? Huh? Like he looked.
Like he's trying to look innocent.
Yeah. It was very suspect, you know? Is that what the kids are saying? He looked suspect.
Fine.
He looked very suspicious to me. And I was like, okay. And then once all the doors were closed,
was it pungent?
It was very, yeah. It was very, like, what the hell is that? Oh, Jesus Christ, lower the fucking window. What the fuck, man? And I knew what it was. I think all the guys in there knew what it was. And it was just like, well, no, dude, that's my car. What the fuck, man? It was not cool. It was not cool. I was not happy about that. Get true. They didn't do everything. Like, they didn't finish. Mm-hmm. I came to find out, like, a week later or whatever. But the situation was not cool. It was not. I was hesitant to let him back into my car.
Yeah, you know? For sure. Yeah, that's mad disrespectful, dude.
Yeah.
Like, bro, if you do that in my car, we probably fight. We're probably going to fight.
How long did you guys take in the restroom? For that,
you know, like, it was a total happen. That we were in there maybe like 10 minutes because it was me and three other guys who went inside to the restroom and whatnot.
So somebody's clearly dropping a deuce.
Probably, yeah. He had time for something. And yeah, so yeah, car, definitely. Got to respect the car. Now on to the girlfriend, though. I've been in that situation where his girlfriend sucks. She's not a cool chick. I might mention, like, hey man, why does she act like this or whatever, right? I'm not going to be the one to be like, oh, you should break up with her. I don't like to be the kind of person that's like, oh, this is what you should do because I say so. Yeah. If I don't agree with my bro's decision, then, you know, I'll voice it, but I'm not going to be like, you need to do this. Like, that's not the kind of person that I am. I'm not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll be nice to her. I'll say hi. I'll buy whatever, but if she ever disrespects me, then, gloves are coming off.
Are you threatening me?
Yeah, for sure.
Were you ever disrespected?
By a girlfriend? Chick? By a girlfriend? A couple times.
What happened, if you don't mind me asking?
You know what? This actually happened with one of CK's girls, and it was actually a mistake, too, because it was directed to me, but I wasn't the one. Let me explain. So,
story time.
Yeah, story time. CK was dating some girl during a summer, and she was younger. She was a few years younger than we were. So already right there, her mentality was more la 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 la. And I was nice to her. I said hi, whatever. I didn't really care for her, but okay, whatever. And then one time I went over to CK's house, and I said, oh, hey. And then she just came up to me, not face to face, but she like came up to me and she's like, I heard you were talking shit about me. I heard this and that. And really, like, because she was speaking so fast and just like in that attitude already, I just kind of laughed at her. I was like, first of all, I didn't understand what the hell you said.
Right.
And two, I kind of don't care because you came at me with such an attitude. It's like, whatever. Right. And I think CK actually, he jumped in immediately. He's like, oh, it wasn't him. And then, but she didn't apologize or anything, but just like, okay, whatever. And, yeah, it turned out MD was talking trash about her. So maybe he was following bro code, like, oh, she a bitch. And I don't know. I don't know how she found out. I guess CK told her.
Yeah.
But that was one time that I remember. I was pretty happy that it didn't last very long, because, yeah, after that, we kind of was like, I still said hi or whatever, but, like, super chill with her anymore.
Yeah. I guess to add on to what you were saying about, like, you not telling people what to do. I think I only get to that point when, like I said, when it's this really toxic relationship and I see him like just down all the time. Other than that, like you said, if that's what you're into. But I feel like it gets to a point where, like, if it's like really bad, like, you kind of got to step up that bro code. And like, you got to put your foot down and be like, bro, it's not working out. Like, you gotta get rid of her because it's not healthy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm more of an advice type of dude. Like, I'll tell them what I'm thinking, but if they wanna not listen, then that's on them. You know what
Guns
I mean?
Is like, Guns is one of those people is like, well, that's my opinion, but I don't know. It's all on you.
Basically.
And after all the advice, you gotta add, but I don't know, man, that's on you. Because if he takes a wrong step and he tries to blame you, You're going to be like, no, I said it's on you. I don't know.
I guess.
Gunn is going to be over here washing his hands of all guilt.
You got to protect yourself. Can't leave yourself open. Vulnerable.
You're going to be like, hey, you didn't read the fine print whenever you took that advice. I said it's on you. Mm-hmm.
Basically. No, but you're right, though. If it's like a really toxic relationship, but okay, it's time to step in. And once you actually said that, I was reminded as well that I did do that once with Lizzie. He was after some girl. Me on the sidelines, the way I saw things, she was using him for his money. Like, he was, obviously he was trying to get with her. He was paying for all these things. He was trying to get her out of debt. And I'm just like, dude, pretty sure she's using you, bro. Like, she's done this before. It's going to happen again. I don't want to see it happen. You should stop. And I remember his answer was, maybe, you might be right, you maybe not. And he kept going, and sure enough, he got screwed at the end. But
yeah, that sucks. Sometimes you gotta fall on your face to learn that lesson.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you at least tell him that's on you? I know.
No, I'm not gonna rub it in his face. Like, I, and honestly, dude, like, even when I was telling him, it sucked. I didn't want to be the one to be like, dude, she's using you.
Yeah, nobody wants to be the bearer of bad news.
Yeah, it's a tough situation, but that's your dude, that's your bro, you kind of have to. If it's uncomfortable, you have to. I feel like you owe it to your friend.
Yeah. I guess since we're on the topic of Lizzie, with a car, he actually said something that kind of resonated with me. Even before he said it, I went by it, but never really necessarily knew how to put it or ever really said it out loud. But like, with a car, if I do something, like say, for example, if I decide for whatever reason I want to take a key to the side of my car, it's cool for me to do it because I'm the one paying for it or paid for it. Mm-hmm. It's my car. But if I see you like etching your initials in the side of my car with your key, dude, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, like I guess.
Respect the car. If you drop a fry, pick it up. I'm squeezing my hand in that crack to pick out the fry.
Look at Guns. He's just plotting. He's like, I'm gonna have him ride with me. I'm gonna have him hold all the fries, and he's gonna take all the back roads. That zigzag street. All the fries all over him. Pick him up. Respect the car.
Anytime Guns gets in my car, I'm just gonna have a big ass piece of plastic around the damn passenger seat, just laid out. Anytime he drops anything, I'm just take the plastic out.
We gotta get those little covers that go between the seat and the center console just so nothing falls down there.
I don't doubt that you're gonna find a way to bypass that and get fries in my damn seats anyways.
Hey, if it happens, man. It was destiny.
It was destiny.
And the last one for the day is gonna be, you just cannot get involved with your bro's mother or sister. It is one of the biggest violations of the bro code. Stepmother, whom he hates, is okay.
Whoa, that is a tough one.
Definitely not the mom, but I ain't saying nothing about the sister. I'm
just saying. I feel like that kind of contradicts the previous one where you have to respect the parents, right? Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would say, okay, so he doesn't get along with the mom, but do you?
I guess. Well, you're still respectful, right? Even if your bro and doesn't get along with his mom.
Okay, so the mom is married, I'm assuming. If not, if she's a MILF, sorry, dude. No.
Holy shit.
He's going to pull a Finch.
Stifler's mom!
The next 8 years.
Oh shit, I just
snorted. Snorted, dude. Nice.
Oh my god.
The mom, off limits.
100%.
Because clearly, if you do that, then that's going to ruin the relationship between you and your bro. You know what I mean?
That's a good point. Okay, it doesn't matter if she's single, it doesn't matter if she's married, nothing.
Does he have to know?
Oh. Whoa, no,
do
your
you
ass,
tell
dude.
Him afterwards.
Oh, man. Asking all the questions here.
Well, yeah, because we're going into depth now, right? So now let's say one drunken night, you go out to the club with your friend or something like that, right? You're dropping him off. He's fucked up. You're still on, more or less. You get home. She's sitting in the living room or something like that, lounging around in like little lace robe or some shit, sipping on some wine. And she's staring you down like a fucking cougar.
What about your friend?
Your friend's already upstairs. You've already dropped him off in the room or some shit. Or he's, so I don't fucking know.
That's somewhere. What I'm saying. Because you said you get home and she's sitting right there. What about your friend?
Well, yeah, okay. But let's just say you drop him off. You're on your way back out of the room or some shit. And you notice her after or whatever, right? So let's say you already put him away. You talk about him. Yeah, just Kobe. Anyways. kick him to the curb. No, so one thing leads to another. Y'all have a great night together or whatever. Are you going to tell him after? Or are you just going to let that go to the grave?
I'm waiting on guns.
To the grave.
Take it to the grave. So then he's not going to know. It's not going to ruin the friendship.
To the grave.
So then he's not ruining the relationship because he's not going to know.
Technically, that wouldn't even be like my fault though, because I would be under the influence. I'm just saying.
Stop victim blaming.
Aside from your fantasy over there,
scenario,
I would not pursue the mom.
Right.
That for me, yeah, that would be off limits.
Fair.
Yes. If he hates the mom in that situation, whatever. If she's hot, okay.
Okay. So the stepmom would be the stepmom that he hates, I think was what the quote said, right?
Right.
So
right.
She's fair game?
She's fair game.
Yeah.
What about the sister?
Okay, that one's actually, I think, the tougher of the two. I would say it's tougher because that's your guy, that's your boy. You obviously spend a lot of time with your friend. You would become familiar with the family, with the siblings. And if the sister is interested, then if they get along, if they're cool, it's very hard to
very hard.
It's a tough situation there. I myself have never been in that situation. I would imagine that, I don't know, man.
I feel like if your feelings are to just mess around, just steer clear of it. I feel like there's no point in trying to get that into the mix. But like, if you're serious about it, like if you're like head over heels or something, if something was happening, I would try to stop myself before anything progressed and try to get his, I wouldn't say permission, but his, I guess, his blessings before. That's bro code. You gotta ask. If you haven't talked to him yet, if he's not cool with it, or you don't know if he's cool with it, it's best is just to walk away for the meantime.
But what if it just happens? And then you can't really avoid it. It just happens.
What are you talking about? Like, you're strapped down and she, like, jumps on you? Or, like, because you can stop it if you're not strapped down. Like,
hold on. I think Cuck was about to paint another porn scenario. Go ahead, buddy. Do it.
Trust me. I'm an artist with my words. Yeah. That's not my hand, by the way. That's something else.
Aw. Your brush stroke.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, I'm not painting any pictures. I just feel like you can 100% control yourself if, like, in the heat of the moment. Like, if you start kissing and you're like, all right, we got to chill the fuck out.
What if you're
not
going
to accidentally fall in or trip and fall into her vagina or something? You know, it's not going to happen.
Hey, it's happened before. It's happened.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, you got a point. Going back to what Gunn said earlier about the mom, if you hook up with the sister, it could very well potentially mess with the friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would imagine that for sure. Some friendships have been lost over such situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably best to stay away, just like you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of women out there. No need to go just to hook up with your friend's sister. Mm-hmm. Look elsewhere.
All right, I got one. Are you jumping on a grenade? Are you taking a grenade for your friend?
Hell no.
You know what that means, right?
No? Whoa. I might have to elaborate there because I'm thinking like you said that and I was thinking of Chucky 3 on the grenade.
No. Alright, so let's say
shell-shocked.
So, a grenade. Say you and your homie y'all go out to a bar. Maybe y'all are at a club or something, right? And he is talking up this fine-ass woman, right? And he's ready to seal the deal. Y'all go head home or something, or maybe you're at a party. You're already home. The room clears out or some shit. It's just you, your friend, that girl, and her friend, who is not that attractive. She's
probably,
you know,
a two.
She's, you know, say, maybe, I don't know, maybe she's missing some teeth. She got the big ass unibrow or something. She's not necessarily a good looking woman, but your friend is about to seal the deal.
Okay.
And you got to keep this friend entertained. Ooh. Or are you saying, nope, get stepping? What are you doing? Are you jumping on that grenade?
Oh, boy.
As long as I don't have to do nothing, I'll take the hit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You need to keep her entertained. She's either waiting for something, and if nothing's happening, she's like, hey, by the way, friend, it's kind of getting late. Let's go. Are you jumping on that grenade for your friend?
How up the scale is my buddies?
Let's be fair here. You're a seven, right? Let's say you're about a seven, seven and a half, right? Your friend is also a seven, seven and a half. He is pulling a 9.5 or a 10. For whatever reason, maybe he has a great fucking sense of humor. He's pulling a 9.5 or 10.
Okay. But you gotta entertain Big Bertha.
Yes.
Bertha.
And let me just say, maybe she doesn't have to have the missing teeth and the fucking unibrow, but let's just say, that's just to give you an idea.
I will have to drink a lot more before I get to that level.
Probably, but you're gonna take the grenade. You're jumping on that grenade.
Oh, but he's gonna owe me, like, a lot. Like a big one, but I'll probably have to take like maybe 8 shots.
What about you, BB?
Hell no. Hell no.
No?
I'll take that grenade and throw it to Guns.
You're just going to stand in the corner and watch?
Oh, no. Deuces, I'm out.
Dang. We should just change BB's name to Cuckle.
Cuckbird. You bogus bird. Look at me. I'm the new BB.
No, I think I would definitely try to do what Guns was saying earlier. Like, just you want to go to McDonald's? Let's go to McDonald's. Come on, let's go.
Man, I'm getting hungry in here.
Happy meal. She's like, I'll be your happy meal.
Oh, no.
What are you doing then?
I'm sliding the fry between her teeth, the gap in their teeth. I don't know, man. Like, I'll try to entertain her. Like, you know,
get some before he gets to that level, right?
Some magic tricks. Pull out a deck of cards.
Or maybe, I don't know, go watch a movie.
Have you ever seen Dragon Ball Z?
So you're not jumping on that grenade.
Oh, no, I'm not jumping.
You're not that good of a friend.
I'll keep her entertained. I'll take her out. But when I get the text message, the deed is done. All right, we got to go. We got to go back. I would definitely try for that because I could prolong shit.
And, that's what I was trying to say. But
that's what I'm saying. Like, so, BB, you're not jumping on that grenade. Yeah, because like I said, she's either ready to be jumped on or she's calling her friend and they're dipping. And he's not dipping.
Sorry, dog. You ain't dipping.
You just snort again?
Maybe I lit.
Yeah, you did. I was going to let that one go under the radar, but Guns called you out on it.
A-hole.
Personally, man, it depends what she got going for her. Like, it depends on how bad the train wreck is. Like,
Just keep your eyes closed and imagine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You put a fucking bag. If it's like a fender bender.
Scary movie 2, dude.
Yeah. But, man, if it's just a whole-ass train wreck, like no passengers survived, I'm sorry, dude.
The final destination.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No. So, I'm going to say it depends on how bad that grenade is. Yeah.
No, a grenade's a grenade. It's either yes or situational.
If she's a two, I'm probably not doing it. If she's a 4, depends on how drunk I am. If she's a 5, I'll take it.
5's average. That's right in the middle.
5's average? All right. If she's a 4, I might take it. If she's a 5, fuck it. I'll jump on it. If she's average.
Okay. You're going average. All right. You're saying a grenade. That's to me, that speaks. That says 2.
That's a, That's a two.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it's if she's a four, man, I'm gonna have to be drunk, like you said, Guns. I'm gonna take a couple shots and let's go hit it. But yeah, like you said, he's gonna owe you. He's gonna owe me.
I'm just gonna be like, remember when I jumped on that grenade for you, man?
Yeah. No, and 100%. I think you could do that 100%.
I'll be like, I hooked up with your sister, man.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dude, you just try to throw a grenade at a fucking nuclear bomb. Like, dude, that doesn't even out.
I think it does. I think that's, what's that Full Metal line? The equivalent exchange?
Oh, no. I don't think that's equivalent exchange right there.
Hey, if that's hurting me as much as I think it's going to hurt me taking that grenade, I think it evens out.
Oh.
If it weren't for me, you wouldn't hook up with that dying piece.
I think
if I didn't take that grenade, it just wouldn't happen, man. You wouldn't have had that good of a night, man.
So I think have a better chance if you slept with the mom than the sister.
Nah. The mom's a mom, dude. That's you can't do that. She gave birth to him.
Yeah. Yeah, but typically your sister, you're protective of your sister. Your mom's a grown ass adult.
It can be an older sister. Yeah. Kind of like Eric and Lori.
I don't know.
Well, gentlemen, this was fun. Revealing.
Fun indeed, yeah.
I might have nightmares.
This might be my last episode on this segment.
Hey, everybody, it's closing time. You don't got to go home, but you can't stay here.
I missed the part where that's my problem.
As always, it's been a great pleasure.
Yes, sir, always.
Very insightful, informative, entertaining, and as always, because it's not a minute, sexy.
Very, very sexy, yes. Please visit us at www.thesfiles.com. We can listen to all our prior episodes. We had just started season 2, where we're focusing more on parenthood, throwing in some news, and bro etiquette. Season 1 is us growing as a podcast, so when you go back and listen to that, don't judge us too harshly. We were learning the ropes. But still, go back, check it out. There's good stuff there. You'll like it. You should visit us on Patreon. At the SF Files, where you will find bloopers galore. Bloopers. Crap ton of bloopers. It's good, worth your time. Fun stuff there. You will laugh. Promise you.
You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
And you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Deezer, iHeartRadio. Fucking Pandora. Just Pandora.
Amazing Pandora.
That great Amazing. Pandora.
Likeable Pandora.
If they only knew the truth.
You can also watch us on YouTube.
And we'll pop up there for all your entertainment needs. Oh, yeah. And I mean all entertainment needs. When I say intimate, I said entertainment.
Okay. For all your intimate needs, you can email CK at
crazycat@thesfiles.com.
Oh, yeah. All.
I'll be taking all your requests. All your deepest, darkest
sexes.
And we'll just share between you, me, and the quiet storm.
Oh, yeah. And you can email me at bogusbird@thesfiles.com. No sexy requests here. That's a CK only.
Send me all the fan mail. I know y'all have been waiting. My email set up. Go ahead and email me at agentcuckle@thesfiles.com.
And you can email me at guns@thesfiles.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Give us that 5-star review. Like, subscribe. Give us the works. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
This is Cuckle. Leaving you until the next one.
And this is Guns. Later.
Bye.
CK, I'll just keep it 100.
Catch you on the next one.
Later.
They're saying that the kid did this with intent. Who's backing up?
No, I mean, sorry. I mean, that wasn't... That's how big I am when I back up. It just happens. I don't know where it comes from. It just starts beeping.
Oh, man. What the fuck was I saying? I legit forgot.